This is KFCF Fresno. You're listening to the Street Heat Show. And joining us in the studio is well-known community activist Howard Watkins. Howard, I think everybody knows Howard.
Right? Well, I don't know, but I get around.
Yeah, taking a lot of pictures. And you were an attorney and a photographer at the same time. And you have how many thousands of pictures?
I think I've passed the 300,000 mark.
Wow. So what do you take pictures of, Howard?
It's basically been taking the people, places, and events. I mean, it started off literally as a hobby in junior high school. Went to Berkeley. So it's very significant photos. They have Dr. King in Sproul Plaza. Lou Alcindor now, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar coming off the basketball game at Cal. Chief Justice Earl Warren. A lot of dignitaries came through Cal. I was there in the 60s. A lot of protests, etc. And then moved to Fresno. It was a lot of early photos in Fresno in 73 were family travels, but I take some events. The first constitutional convention of the United Farm Workers was at Sellon Arena in September of 73, and I went over during my lunch hour, and Ted Kennedy was the keynote speaker, so I have pictures of him with Dolores Huerta and Cesar Chavez. And at some point, probably about 20 years ago, became, as some people call, more of an obsession, because on my own time, I'm not a professional photographer, I was taking 10 to 15,000 photos a year, plus working full-time as an attorney.
And you've been involved with lots of community groups, and I know a lot of them, but just kind of give us a little rundown of what groups you've been
well,
involved with.
Well, the most active is probably the Fresno County Bar Association. I've been their photographer for close to 40 years, volunteering pretty much. But Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, most progressive groups in town, Democratic parties. But I also, for my photography, I go to Republican events. I don't pay an admission price. If they want money, then... But most recently, they had their big Lincoln-Reagan dinner, and I went into the VIP room, and I pulled together a group. They had two professional photographers, but I pulled together the group photo. That's one of my trademarks, is doing large group photos in a relatively short amount of time. I have a nice Nikon camera. Before that, was the Canon. And so I have good camera equipment, but I don't do fancy lighting. I don't use Photoshop. I use Picasa because of the volume of the photos I take.
All right. And so in Fresno, you've done some of these historic things. I know we were just a few weeks ago, we were talking about the whole situation with the bus ads, right, with the folks that are trying to put to do work around building more parks, and how the city is refusing to put the ads on the bus. And of course, for those of us that have been around a long time, we know that this is something that's, you know, people have dealt with. In other words, and I know you've taken a lot of pictures, and I guess what I'm trying to say is it's a way for us to have access to our history.
Right. The key to my project, and I've partnered with the Fresno State Madden Library and the Fresno Regional Foundation, because it costs a lot of money to make this. I'm willing to make my photos free to the public, except for commercial. You want to make a movie with my photos, the project needs to get a piece of the action. But for your personal use, office use, school stuff, if there's a photo that's useful, you're welcome to use it. Most recently, the Fresno Bee, when B.B. King died, they asked me if they could use my photo, and that's what went on the front page. And they offered to pay me, and I said, no, that's okay. And what I'm needing to do is still raise the money, because it's expensive. I would have at the library about 10 terabytes. That's 1,000 gigabytes is 1 terabyte. So it's a lot of storage space and a lot of staff time to upload and maintain it. So I'm still trying to raise almost $200,000 for that. And that's part of why I teamed up with the Fresno Regional Foundation. So donations that go to the foundation with an earmark in the memo section or online, for the Watkins Photo Fund, are tax deductible, and that helps cover the third party expenses. I don't charge for my time, which several thousand hours worth. But right now, what I have that is available is, starting in September of 2007, I started putting my photos and albums on my website, which is www. www.watkinsphotoarchive.com, or you can Google Howard K. Watkins photo and the website will come up. You can go to photographs, and if you know the date of an event, you can go to the date and see if I took a photo. There's a title to the album. There's a key word that may work. If I'm a member of the Unitarian Universalist Church of Fresno, so I make that UUCF. If you Google UU or put UUCF search on the website, I think there's over 200 entries. If you do the Rotary for Rotary clubs, there's 60, 70 entries. Occasionally, if there's an event that's honoring somebody, I'll try and put their name in. But the photos themselves are not indexed. So it's a retirement dinner for so-and-so. Well, there may have been 100 dignitaries there, but none of their names would show up on the website. For the library, I'm trying to index the photos from 73 to 2003. Those were negative, so those have been scanned by and large. And I'm going through the process of indexing them. So every photo that will go online, to the extent I can figure out by myself or with the help of others, names, the event, if in offices, I'll put Rolodex, corded telephone, IBM Selectric typewriter, manual typewriter. I mean, there's a lot of people that have never seen those except in museums, but they were common back in the 70s and 80s. So that becomes a searchable database, and that's the beauty of hooking up with the Madden Library. Right now, I've indexed through almost 1987, 11,000 photos, so I have 50 to 100,000 more photos to index. And I hope to then, on my website, back that up to 2004 and make the titles a little longer. So if it says Sunday Service, it doesn't help you a lot, but if it says UUCF Sunday Service with Reverend Jessup R.E. Social Justice, you have some words you can search for.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and there was a big event last week, I believe, out at Fresno State. Tell us about that.
Well, wanted to have an exhibit, and Fresno State at the Madden Library, they have their set up to host exhibits. And so I picked out 48 of photos that cover 12 or 13 different subject matters and got those enlarged, and they're in 16 by 20 frames that are up on the wall. But I also have about 140 photo boards. And I started doing photo boards to show the breadth of my collection. The legal community thought I just did legal. Religious community, just religion. Progressive groups, just progressive. Well, I'm all over the place. I mean, I've done 5 or 10 events in one day occasionally, which is kind of tough to do, but I've done it. June 16th happened to be my birthday, 68 years then. And my family came from Atlanta and Long Beach, and we had almost 300 people. We had a big kickoff reception, and I put out all the photo boards. About 40 of them are in the Ellipse, second floor Ellipse, so that's free, open to the public. I believe it's like 8 to 4, maybe 8 to 5 in the Madden Library. So if somebody's on campus, or you can go over on campus, there's the 48 framed photos with descriptions. There's about 40 photo boards by subject matter. California Supreme Court, National Women's Political Caucus is another one. A couple for the UU Church, my family photos, etc. Plus, they have a monitor going, showing a slideshow of over 1,000 photos, about 5 seconds. Got an hour and a half. You want to kill time, you'll see a lot of history there. Some of the photos that are on display, for example, Jackie Ryle in 1983 swearing in Les Kimber to the city council. And in the background is Mayor Dan Whitehurst and council member and future mayor Dale Doig. And the photos replicate history in Fresno. I have, I believe, the largest personal collection of photos of the broadest covering people, places, and events in Fresno Clovis area. There are professional photographers that have taken a lot more photos, but they're like weddings a lot. They're not covering community events. Now, the Fresno Bee has a much larger collection because they have 3 or 4 paid photographers. That's their job, mm-hmm. to go to more events than I do. But if you want one of those photos, you also have to pay them for it. And then, and it's not instantly available online, typically. Mm-hmm. So this is a real treasure for the community. I'm honored by it. The city council recently honored me with a resolution naming me the city's photo laureate. The
board Congratulations. Thank
you. The board of supervisors previously did that, acknowledging in the same resolution Poplar Valley as being the first. And I was inspired by Pop to start documenting photos. And, you know, it was my first few years was maybe 1,000 or 2,000, then 3 or 4, then 5 or 6. And last year it was over 15,000 photos.
Wow. So, I mean, what a service, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think, you know, like you're saying, the Fresno Bee, but, you know, sometimes we don't even know if those kinds of institutions will even be here in the future.
Yeah, I would assume something would happen with the bee collection. That's up to them, and they're mm-hmm. constantly trying to change the paper with the times because the electronic media is so big, and they just recently redid the paper to make it more readable online. But I figured the Madden Library, that's one of the reasons I teamed up with them, is they're going to be around long after I'm gone.
Right, right. All right. So we need somebody to be the new Howard.
Well, there are, fortunately, a lot of cameras now, especially with iPhones and phone. So having the pictures being taken, I mean, for many years, if I was not at the event, there were no photographs documenting it. Now, I make a point when I take a group photo, there's anywhere from 3 to 20 people taking pictures, is I organize it. People over here on the left, you take your photo, so everybody's looking at there, and then keep moving towards the center, and then further to the right, so everybody gets people looking at them. For the reception at the Madden Library, there were 4 people taking photos, including Mike Rhodes, Richard Isle, who's taking a lot of photos now, like for Community Alliance and progressive groups, and Rundle, Herbie, and my son-in-law, Edgar Molina, were all taking photos. So we had a big family photo at the entrance. And there's, out of 50 photos, there's 2 where everybody's looking at the same camera at the same time. Because I wasn't there to direct.
Right.
And for group photos, I can typically get them set up in 5 or 10 minutes. The largest one was Walters Elementary School. They were in a rope jumping contest. They broke the statewide program, broke the Guinness Book of World Records, and while they're jumping, I asked the principal, can we get them together? Sure. Custodian brought out a letter, and I have a group photo of 500 people, and it took 5-10 minutes.
Wow.
But I have the Rotary Club. I have Wilf at their 25th anniversary at the Hacienda. That's one of the 48 photos that's up. Again, if I wasn't there, there'd be no record of it.
Right. Okay, well, we just got a couple minutes left, so how can people help?
Well, the main thing I need help with is raising funds. And right now I have about $15,000 in matching funds from a couple local law firms and what's called Friends of Howard's. Friends have donated $100, $250, or $500. And the key is you can do it online to the regional foundation, FresnoRegFoundation.org, and there's a donation. And the money is donated to the foundation, but you have to make sure you click on the Howard K. Watkins Photo Archive Fund. If you want to mail a check, which is what most people do, you can send it directly to the foundation, and the address is 5250 North Palm Avenue, Suite 424, Fresno 93704, and in the memo section, write Watkins Photo Project. Simplest way is you go to my website, and there's a donate box on the front page, and that'll provide all the information people need. So, again, WatkinsPhotoArchive.com or Google Howard K. Watkins.
All right. Well, I just want to say, Howard, thank you so much.
Well, thank you
for having
me.
Done this and documenting our life here in Fresno and preserving that and, you know, making sure that, you know, people in the future will have access to that. That's
yes.
a really amazing gift to the community, and I'm very appreciative.
Thank you very much.
And you're listening to KFCF Fresno, 88.1. This is the Street Heat Show. I'm your host, Pam Whalen, and Mike Rhodes is on the controls. And thank you so much, Howard.